Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Blog podcast, a very special episode here reviewing the end of day four. Australia fan alongside India fan here. We banter, we argue at times, we share our opinion, and there's a bit of analysis as well. Nash, all the way from India. Hope you're well, mate. What have you made of the cricket so far, and what are your thoughts heading into tomorrow?
I mean, it was an up and down graph, wasn't it? It was, yesterday India were down in the dumps. And then my man Nitish Kumar Reddy, what a 100. What a brilliant, brilliant story. What a brilliant innings alongside Washington Sundar. And Washington Sundar has shown sort of that experience far beyond his years. And yeah, it's been really so good to see these youngsters coming up and doing the job for the team. But then the graph went down. Nitish Kumar, we scored 100, 360, 369, gave up a 116 run lead. And then this morning, Bumrah again, what Bumrah does best. The graph went up again. The happiness graph went up again. 91 for 6, Australia. And it looked like, and what one point we would just end up chasing maybe 230 to maybe 250. I mean, Bumrah has been bowled into the ground. Absolutely into the ground. Out of the 82 overs bowled today, Bumrah bowled, 24? Surat, both of them bowled 46 overs combined. And that's not a good look. That's not good on their bodies. That's not good for them in the long run. And at one point, I don't know if you caught that on the telly, but at one point, I don't even think commentators mentioned it, but Bumrah, I think Rohit Sharma asked Bumrah, do you want to bowl one more? And Bumrah just said, not anymore. That's enough.
Yeah.
So that's what Bumrah said in Hindi. And it's more funnier, not funny exactly, but I don't know what to say. It's like, oh, please just spare the poor man. Just give him a break. And that's the series that has been, it's just Bumrah, please do your job. Throw the ball at Bumrah. And that just goes to, sorry, I'm rambling on, but that just goes to show poor captaincy. Washington Sundar bowled 4 overs. Why? I mean, the pitch was slow and low. There were no demons in it, but it was still a 4-day pitch. You know what I mean? Like, it could have still helped Sundar, and he bowled only 4 overs. You can't have that sort of distrust in a player who is touted to become a lead spinner. When the home season starts again.
Yeah, I get that, but because India are behind in the game and have to make up ground and have to get wickets, you got to turn to your trump card time and time again. So,
absolutely,
I understand.
Absolutely,
I understand that with Rohit going back to Bumrah and the fast bowlers, because they're the ones. The ball was nipping around and seaming, I thought, pretty much all day. So if you go to your spinner and he leaks runs, and it's a lot easier for the Australian players, then there'll be criticism to Rohit Sharma there. Why would you turn to your spinner when you got your fast bowlers? Maybe you could have tried Nitish Kumar Reddy more.
The thing is, if the question again is that when Lyon and Boland were batting, there were fields set like a one day or like a
that
short
was
format.
Poor captaincy. I agree there. Yeah, that was poor.
And that does not do any good for anyone, because Jaiswal has already dropped 3 catches. The poor guy. I mean, he got
he
a run
a
out on 80 and
shocker
you know,
today.
You can't. Yes, at the end of the day, when you reflect what happened during the play, you sort of hone in on these moments, and you need individual brilliances throughout the day to sort of keep the momentum up and with your team. So Jaiswal dropping those 3 catches out on the leg side, then the Labuschagne one, and then the at Silly Point. I mean, it was disheartening to see. It was just all you could do is throw your hands up in the air and
Brutal.
just. Yeah, it's that kind of the day. So, and then KL Rahul caught one on no ball of Bumrah, and you could just see the mental tiredness on Bumrah's face with his reaction. It's just been that kind of a series throughout, and I seriously, sincerely hope Bumrah plays Sydney, and it's an easier one for India. But then he deserves probably a 6-month break. 6-month break.
It does.
My question to you is, from an Australian point of view, firstly, do you think Australia has batted too long? And what was Pat Cummins right in not declaring tonight?
There's two. I've had a bit of time to think about it since the end of the day. I thought we'd be bowling tonight just because we'd be bowled out. I didn't expect Lyon and Boland to bat through that long over 100 balls and put on 50. These are crucial runs, though. They're crucial runs. So it takes us from
This one
what?
and Pat Cummins' innings.
Yeah, it takes from a 270 lead to a 333 run lead, which I'd probably say now makes it a draw or an Australia win, the only two possible results or probable results. I wouldn't say an India win from here is
I mean,
entirely on the cards. It's for the third leg.
you've forgotten
Yeah,
Gabba.
but then they start batting on day four.
Wait, that was like 4 overs on day four. That was like 18 for zero
Oh yeah, right. Yes,
on
yes.
day four.
So Australia could bat in the morning tomorrow. Maybe keep India out a little bit more, keep the openers guessing as to when they'll be coming out to bat. I'm saying is yes, 3:30 is still possible, but it's the third
Yes,
likeliest
I know what you
result.
mean. Yes.
So that was a key partnership there. But the issue is time as well. That's the tricky situation Australia find themselves in, because you've got one argument that yes, the extra runs makes the India win very unlikely and gives Australia a chance to win, or worst case scenario, take it to Sydney at one all. But then the other side of the argument is time is of the issue. Is there enough time? And do you have enough resources in your attack now to take the 10 wickets on one day? And is 1-1 heading to Sydney with maybe dodgy weather there, as we usually get, or too big a risk? Because remember, we have
And
to
there
win
is supposed to
the
be rain,
wickets.
isn't there?
Well, apparently there is some in the forecast, but that wouldn't surprise me if there is rain there. There always is some. And you're going to go there one
I mean,
all.
you are a Sydney sider, so you know best.
Yeah, I'll be heading to day three, and I hope there'll be good weather there and Australia in a good position. Otherwise, I will not be in a good state. But we've got to win this series. You know, like I understand it. I
I can see the
understand it.
desperation.
We talk about dangling the carrot. Mate, you talk about the Gabba test and this one where Australia have been in a good position. The carrot's been dangled the whole time. The Borna Gavaskar trophy could be coming back. But then it's taken away from us
And
just
it
as
has been
quickly.
taken away with some brilliant individual brilliances like Nitish Kumar Reddy.
That was outstanding. That was a great partnership. And that's my point. Like, this is what I was saying today. It's not necessarily Australia batting on today that's hurt. It's actually yesterday that really has hurt us, because five down at stumps on day two, India. We're thinking maybe let's tr if things go well, we can have them all out by lunch. That'd be amazing. Or worst case scenario, say midway through the second session or towards tea, so we've got a much bigger lead, less pressure, more time to bat, more time to build a lead, and then you're bowling your fourth innings a lot sooner. More time to take those 10 wickets at the end. But yesterday, India, that's where. If India go on and avoid defeat in this test match, they're going to have to bat well tomorrow. But you look back at day three as a key time.
All I hope for tomorrow is a massive Rohit Sharma 100, a Daddy 100, which he's known for, and then you and the Australian media going into an absolute meltdown.
I will go into a meltdown if Rohit Sharma scores 100 and India go on and win. Or could
And
be
he
a day of
retires after
meltdowns.
that. Imagine, just imagine, and he retires after that.
Could be a bloody day of meltdowns, but man, I'm looking at that new ball as the crucial time for Australia to pounce, because you saw today there was the plenty of seam movement. So many times the ball beat the edge. And also how many blows on the body throughout the day.
Yes.
And as the ball got older, then batting became easier. Cummins did very well. And then of course Lyon and Boland looked very comfortable out there against the older ball. So if Australia not making inroads with that newer ball and getting that ball to nip around, then we're in trouble, because I felt India moved the ball around a lot more in this game than Australia did yesterday.
Yes.
And there was more seam movement today on average. You had 30% of deliveries seaming 1 degree or more, compared to about 20 odd percent in the other day. So if we can get that little bit more of seam movement tomorrow, get India in a bit of trouble and get them into their shells potentially, then you never know what can happen. But I think a lot rests
I
on
mean,
Cummins and Boland, I think.
this sport is just such a big luck factor, isn't there? Like, we talk about performances and cover drives and techniques and textbook stuff and whatnot, but it's such a big luck factor. You got Jaiswal dropping Labuschagne, you got catches on no balls, and you got Labuschagne just missing the stumps, almost played on, and bounced over the stumps. So, we have to sort of accept that sometimes the luck is going to be against you, and Akashdeep hasn't had that luck
Akash Deep.
in the
Poor
series
Akash
so
Deep.
far. Hopefully the law of averages catches up to him and does its job, but it's just been so poor to see. Like, it's just been heartbreaking to see
Yeah.
the kind of unlucky
He
he has
has
been.
bowled better than his figures suggest, that's for sure.
And then you got moments like brain fed moments, which has nothing to do with luck, like Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal, and it's been poor captaincy as well at times. So yeah, it's just the you both teams have so many problems going on at the moment, and it although Australia has had the upper hand in the series most of the days, it does look like on few days both of them have done their best to lose the game and lose the series.
Yeah, it's a big day for Pat Cummins, the captain, tomorrow, because there is some commentary on social media. He's a bit too defensive, and when not much is happening, does he have the imagination to make things happen? That's going to be the big test for him tomorrow. Can he help lead the team with some imaginative tactics and field placements and things like that to think out of the box when required? That's going to be a big test for him. Because today, look, he's decided to bat on. Australia decided to bat time, maybe wear out the pitch a little bit more, get more runs on the board. But you've got to win the series, remember. If you go one all into Sydney, that's a big risk. So
Yes.
it's a big, big test for Cummins. And he's got to lead the way with the ball, because I worry about our attack. Stark has got a back issue. And we know about his record in the fourth test of a series, the fifth test of a series. It's not good. I was asking you that in the WhatsApp, in the chat. I was like, I wonder what this guy's record is as a series goes on.
Yeah,
It
it's
gets
like
worse
40
and
average or
worse
something,
and
40
worse. It's
plus.
40 plus in a fourth test, and it's 50 plus in a fifth test. And then you got Mitch
Is it
Marsh bowling.
almost an unsaid thing that Mitchell Starc won't play the Sydney test? Or
Oh,
do you think they'll
there's a
still
good
go?
possibility of it. There's a good possibility of it. And if you want to pick another fast bowler, say a Jai Richardson or a Lance Morris, etc., they're all injury prone too. So you're going to run
Or
them
it
into the
depends on
ground.
the series, or it depends on the result of this match,
Possibly.
perhaps.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
Yeah.
even if India ends up winning, sorry, Australia ends up winning this, India could still very well make a comeback in the Sydney Test. So Australia has a big question whether they play it safe and protect Stark, or they just go all out and give him a break.
Yeah, it depends on the result. Could also depend on the pitch conditions in Sydney. Would it warrant two spinners? I don't think so. But we'll wait and see, particularly when your all-rounder's not bowling much, and not scoring as well. We've got a massive problem there with Mitch Marsh
So
now.
Marsh, you will stick pick Marsh.
I wouldn't stick with him, no. I wouldn't have stuck with him before the second test in Adelaide. If I said this to you, if he's not going to bowl or not going to bowl much, not going to bowl effectively, don't play him, because he doesn't have the runs to outweigh that. So the runs we concede, and the higher workload of the other bowlers, does Marsh have the runs in him to offset that? He doesn't. He does not. And it's been proven in
And
this series.
he hasn't. It's not like he has got some peach of deliveries that he has gotten out to. He's gotten out to good balls, but they are not
Today was a good
unplayable
ball, but
deliveries.
it's more,
It's not. It's still not
loose.
unplayable what probably a KL Rahul or Rohit Sharma
Loose on the off
got.
stump, loose on the off
Yes.
stump, hard hands. If he's in the to best six batsmen in the
Sorry, I meant
country.
Rohit. Sorry, I meant Rohit Sharma in Adelaide, not Rohit Sharma here. Don't
Oh,
get me wrong.
good. Top six batsmen in the country, Mitch Marsh. I'm not buying that. And you need the guy bowling. But
So it's safe to say Mitch Marsh is back on the hater list for Australians.
listen, I like Mitch Marsh. He's the kind of guy you want to have a beer with.
Nah,
Seems
you
like.
can't be diplomatic. You can't be
Listen to me,
diplomatic.
Nash. Listen, he seems like a great fella, and he had a good 2023, and he deserved to start 2024 in the team. But you have to be, if you're in the team as an all-rounder, you've got to be out. I hate the guy, but he shouldn't be in the team. Just because you're a good bloke, that's not the criteria to play for Australia, being a good
But it's
bloke.
not an Australian team if it doesn't carry a Marsh, is it?
Don't wind me up. Don't wind. Don't wind
mean,
me
look,
up, man.
we both know he's not. He's probably not going to Sri Lanka or playing the Ashes. We can
Listen,
only
we have
hope,
a
though.
West Indies series in the middle of the year. If he's playing in the West Indies in the middle of the year, I'm going to be losing it all over social media. I'll be all over it, like a bad rash. He should not be in that side. Cam Green will be expected to be back by then. If you don't have Cam Green, you have your Bo Websters, you have your Aaron Hardys. That's a good opportunity to try some new players.
It's
Now, I've
actually
said this to you
funny
before. I
that
said this to you before, right? Some people said, oh, don't be too quick to blame George Bailey. Does he have the balls to make big calls about experienced players? Because there's going to be a big transition period that comes. Do you have the guts to make the big decisions? You had no issue dropping the newbie. This is what I was upset about. They dropped the newbie. Fine. Have the same energy for other underperforming players who are a detriment to
fair
the
enough.
team, who are a detriment to the team because we've been carrying Mitch Marsh, particularly in this test. Our bowlers were toiling. He's in the field, he can't bowl. And when he does bowl, it's 120, 122K, barely threatening, not even looking like taking a wicket. What's the deal? What are we doing here? Get someone in who can contribute to the team. Make the big calls when we need the calls to be made. That's
Is
going to
that
be the
someone
challenge for
Bo
Bailey, for
Webster?
Cummins, for McDonald and these guys.
So is
Right?
that someone Bo Webster for the fifth test?
Bo Webster should be playing. Yes, he's been fantastic in Shield. He should have been playing from Adelaide because he's in great form in the Shield. You get him in early enough in the series, he can bowl you some good overs and he can bat. You know, he's
And a
averaging
debut against
50.
India. What could go
And a
wrong?
debut against India, he can't go worse than Marsh. You know, but it
Yeah,
is what it
that's
is.
true.
They've made their bed, they've got to sleep in it. And if you don't win this series, the scrutiny on the selectors for the decisions in this series around certain players is going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
But even if Australia win the series, it's not all hunky-dory, is there?
I agree with you with that. There's still decisions to be made even if we win the series.
Yep.
It'd be fantastic if we win it, and I hope we do. But we've still got to make tough calls about this team because we've got Ashes coming up. We've got a big few years of cricket as always. The team is aging. That's what I talk about, George Bailey, transition period. We can talk about that more at the end of the series, but you know, you at the same time you make a decision to bring a 19-year-old in. He played very well in the first innings, but we all know he's still got work to do on his game, and you're testing him out against Bumrah. It's a big
And
risk, but
I know I'll get a lot of hate from you, particularly for saying this, but if Australia ends up winning this series, it's yes, they have played brilliant cricket. They've been good with captaincy as well, at times, even though
at times. There's been some
I've
other times
criticized
where it's
Cummins'
not been the
captaincy. I'm
best.
not a big fan of his captaincy in general, but what I mean is if Australia ends up winning this series, it's going to be not because they have played out of their skin, like brilliant cricket, but it's because this Indian team hasn't capitalized a lot on the positives, and this Indian team isn't the, for example, the Indian team 4 years ago would have really capitalized on those little moments and made good plans and come out with stick to a particular plan for long, and that's what I mean. It's going to be like, yes, Australia will still win, but they'll still have so many answers. It's not
No,
going to be
we need to
all
win this series.
positives, and there'll be still more answers than more questions than answers.
India have not batted well in this series, and there's been an over-reliance on
Exactly.
Jasprit Bumrah. So we should be winning this series. If we don't, it'll be a huge letdown, huge disappointment. So that's why I think tomorrow is so important because, you know, you take that 2-1 lead into the MCG, the pressure is all on India. If it's 1-1, the pressure is all on us heading into Sydney, and you don't know what the weather's like there. And
And I'm sure we're getting out of time today, but we'll talk about this after the series. But if India by I don't know, if somehow they manage to win, should questions be asked about Cummins and McDonald?
yeah, there'll be questions asked about Cummins
Remember,
and
there'll be
McDonald
Ashes next year,
Bailey.
so
There'll be questions asked. I don't think Cummins will be sacked per se as captain, but there'll be big questions about the guys, and there'll be a real pressure to make some changes in this team if we don't go on and win. But look, we'll see what happens. I hope we go on and win it. But you're right, even if we do, there's still decisions to be made. But tomorrow morning, that new ball is vital because India got that ball seaming around, moving around. I think there'll be a bit of up and down, hopefully tomorrow. Lyon, a huge day for him. And our fingers crossed Stark can contribute as well, because we can't do it with just three bowlers, and including Lyon. We need Stark to step up as well. We need him
And
swinging that ball. We need him nipping that ball around and getting some early wickets for us.
India need to, I think Pat Cummins might end up coming back for one over and then declaring, but India need to just bat and bat. I think they've been given a lifeline by Nitish Kumar Reddy and Washington Sundar.
Absolutely.
We saw some brilliant batting from Jaiswal and Kohli while they were batting. You just don't have those brain fade moments. Please make sure you don't have them, and just keep your head down and keep just bat. It's fine if you draw. I would love the meltdown from the English counterparts as well. It's fine to bat for a draw. Don't go for this sort of this attitude of, we don't play for draws, we go always go for the win. It's fine if we end up losing. No, it's not. No, it's not. No one likes losing.
I think for India, if you just bat, as you normally would, and see where you are in the final session, and see and reassess.
Exactly. Just bat normally. Just play your shots. Don't be overcautious as well. Don't go out just,
Don't think about the
zero from
350.
60 balls or something.
Don't think about the 350 or whatever you're going to
Yeah.
chase. Just think about getting into a position in the
Because
final
that's exactly
session.
what Pant and Pujara did in Cabba 4 years ago. Pant went for the shots, Pujara went for the draw. That was a perfect combination.
Yeah, and then you got into the final session and you thought, well, damn, we can win this. We've got wickets in hand, and you
Yes.
went for it and won. And big day for Pat Cummins, big day for the
Big day
bowlers
for
and the
both
team.
teams.
It's a
Big day
huge
for
day
both teams.
tomorrow. This is the make, I
So
think, make or
excited.
break, make or break of the series. I'm very excited as well.
Yep.
Nervous, ebbed and flowed. Look, if you gave me this position at 6 for 91, leading by 196 or whatever it was, I was extremely worried at that time, thinking India chasing
And then,
250 with over a day left on what was a
yep.
pitch that's seeming around with a new ball. But if you get through that period, it becomes very good for batting. With a long batting lineup, we're in trouble. But we've got
And
.333.
that's where that over-reliance on Bumrah and poor captaincy showed, really.
I wouldn't have
When
given
you
Sundar
have a
more overs
team,
though. You couldn't have given Sundar more overs. That's where I'll defend Rohit,
I think
because
it's not even
it would
about
have been
giving more
easier.
overs. It's not about wicket taking spell. You just need him to control the runs, keep the runs in check. At least try him out for a longer spell. It's
Fair
not like
enough.
you don't need him to bowl sort of a Murali type
I
brilliant ball or
understand.
something like that. You just need Bumrah and Siraj to have a rest, because Siraj bowled well. Like all the Indian bowlers bowled well
Siraj,
in
that
the
was his
first session as well.
best performance since Perth. Siraj, shout out to him. He
Exactly.
bowled well. He's given out
So
these ones. That's when you know he's in the groove.
you
He's
just have to keep
shushing
doing.
the
Yeah,
crowd.
you just have to. Yeah, exactly. You just have. That's the banter we want. But it's just you have to keep that. You have to keep doing that for long, and I hope tomorrow the Indian batters just keep batting, 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 and batting. I think it's these are all seasoned professionals. Everyone, Jaiswal knows what he has to do. He's almost in his second year of international cricket. Actually, he's already in his second year in international cricket. Virat Kohli, a legend. Rohit Sharma needs to show he's actually the captain, and go out on a high, because I know for sure he's going to retire. And then you got brilliance of Jadeja and Pant. They got to show what the that they have the fight in them. And then obviously Nitish Kumar Reddy, the star from the first thing. I think everyone, this is a good batting lineup if you lay it out like that. So
It's
I
a
think they
long
just got
batting
to show
lineup.
it. They
It's
just
a
got to
long
show
batting
it.
lineup. So this is where, finishing up here, it's going to be a big challenge
And
for
KL
tomorrow.
Rahul just has to keep doing what he has been
It's
doing.
a long it's a big, big challenge for Australia tomorrow, because it's a long batting lineup. And if you're going to
Yep.
take those 10 wickets, you're going to have to earn it. But we're going to have about 90 overs to do it. Give it your
Yeah.
all.
I'll end with this. At this stage, the MCG fourth innings, if someone would have told sat us down and told us as Australian fans and Indian fans that it'll be 1-1 and we won't know who's actually winning the fourth test, because even though I know Australia has still got the upper hand, but you are still a bit apprehensive, isn't it? Like, as an Australian fan, because of what has happened in the previous series. And what we all know what this Indian team is capable of. So, I would have been a happy duck, and you would have been a bit disappointed. Yes, I know. So,
Bit concerned, because one all heading into Sydney potentially is a worry. But
yep.
just want to give a shout out to Jasprit Bumrah, 200 test wickets.
The best, the best.
first player ever to do it before conceding 4,000 runs. So average of under 20. Yeah. And just today,
I mean,
on a string, unbelievable. What more can I say about
the
this guy?
just imagine, like it tears me up just talking about this. Like I'm 31, you are 31.
Yeah.
The brilliant players that we have seen throughout our life.
Yeah.
We were not lucky to watch with Richards or Sunil Gavaskar or Alan Border much or anyone, but the players we have grown up seeing, Tendulkar, Ponting,
Yeah.
Virat Kohli, Joe Root, Kane Williamson, Steve Smith, and Zahir Khan and Wasim Akram and all these brilliant players. And then you've got you're 31 and you feel like, oh, I mean, I'm done with cricket,
Yes.
probably just gonna watch for the fun of it. And then you got Jasprit
This
Bumrah.
man is an all-timer.
I
He's a dead
mean,
set all-timer.
for me he is probably, not probably, he's the greatest Indian bowler.
Oh, comfortably. We've been saying this for a while. He
Yeah,
is.
I mean,
Easy.
it just tears me up. A fast
Easy.
bowler is the greatest
Oh,
Indian
yeah.
bowler.
Oh,
Yeah.
comfortably. Comfortably. Unbelievable. You can do all the studying, all the analysis on him, but he comes in test after test. They just can't handle him. Movement away, movement in, incredible consistency, landing it on a 5 cent dime. It's too good. So anyway, we hope we can get through and lead 2-1 Australia. So massive day five. Looking forward to it. Australia currently lead by 333, 1 wicket ahead. My prediction is they'll come back out tomorrow. Keep India guessing as to when they'll bat, maybe add a few more to the total if they can. And then we'll see how it goes with the ball. But if I had to make a prediction now, I'd say it's going to be a draw. What do you think yourself?
I think it will be a draw as well. I'm a bit concerned about this batting, just in general, how it has gone in the series, but I'm hoping they'll
Yeah.
show the goods tomorrow.
Yeah.
We saw them in the first innings as well.
Yep. I
A
have a
glimpse of
feeling
it.
Australia could get, 4 or 5 wickets and have India in a bit of trouble. That could happen. And then getting through the lower order might be a struggle for us again. We've had a bit of form in that area for a couple of years now, getting through the lower order of teams. I have a bad feeling it's going to bite us again tomorrow, but I hope I'm wrong and I hope we get the win. Yeah. Anyway.
And if India knows that Stark isn't going to bowl much, then they have no excuses, to be honest.
Yeah, of
They have
course. Then
absolutely
you
no
basically
excuses.
have two main threats in Boland and Cummins, and then Lyon, who do the holding job more so than, and he's got to try lead us to a victory, but it's not doing too much for the spinners.
And if you give a chance for Pant and Nitish Kumar Reddy to face up to Lyon, it could go hide the way. It could be dangerous for Australia as well. So,
Could be, could be.
anyway, we've almost reached our time for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone. It's been set up as a brilliant test match to end tomorrow on day five at Melbourne. Biggest crowd so far for a
Yeah.
Boxing Day test. And
Amazing.
if all the Victorians, Melburnians show up tomorrow, it could be an all-timer record at MCG.
Yeah, so it's
So,
$10 tickets for adults and
yes.
kids getting free is what I saw today. So
Yes, that's correct.
get in there. We're
Go
better
for
place
it.
to be. Yeah.
It'll be an absolute banger of a day. And
Yeah, can't wait.
we'll be here reviewing it tomorrow. And hopefully I end up on the right side and Shahbel ends up on the wrong side. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a
Thanks,
good
guys.
night. Stay safe. See ya.
Bye.